It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Coming up this weekend in Castledale on June 12th, we're going to have the Utah Mounted Thunder Shooters here. And this sounds like a really fun event, a lot of excitement, and get out. And you know what? Mostly just be able to get out and get together as a group and go and see this. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have Tad Jolly on the phone. We're going to kind of pick his brain about mounted shooting. Tad, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Sure. Thank you for calling.
So let's talk about, you know, all the, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of things that go into mounted shooting. I mean, you've got to be a good shooter. You've got to be able to ride a horse. So let's talk about what everything that goes into it and kind of give us a little bit of the history of mounted shooting.
Sure. First of all, it's Utah's Mounted Thunder. We're a cowboy action mounted shooting organization based here in Utah. I'm the president of our club here in Utah. Most of our shooters are based along the Wasatch Front, and we have shoots all over the state, from the southern end to the northern end, and everywhere in between. Castledale has been really enjoyable to go and shoot in the Blue Sage Arena, and we've had a lot of fun coming out there and enjoying that part of Utah. It first started out with a group in Arizona, and they went out and used live rounds and shot targets out in the sagebrush and cactus. And nowadays, we shoot a 45 caliber blank, and we have 10 targets, and the targets are balloons. You carry two pistols, you shoot five targets, change pistols, shoot five more targets, the whole time while you're running on a horse. So you're doing this in about 15 to 20 seconds. There are probably 70 to 80 different patterns. And there at the event we're going to have in Castledale on Saturday, we will have four stages. So each person will shoot a stage, then we change the stage, everybody shoots it again, and do that for four stages.
And now, is this going to be like an exhibition, or is this going to be a true competition this weekend?
This is a true competition. There's also a category for shotgun and also a category for rifle. There's not as many of us that shoot all three, pistol, rifle, and shotgun, but some of us do it all. And I'm one of those that enjoys the competition and have really tried to hone my skills and do all three. So it's a lot of fun.
And so I guess then the question needs to be asked, which one is your favorite and which one is probably the most difficult of the three?
Rifle is both. Rifle is my favorite, and it's the most difficult. What you do in rifle is you take off and you shoot the first five targets with your pistol. You holster the pistol, then you pull out a lever-action rifle. You go around a barrel. You try and line your horse up. At the whole time, you're levering in, dropping the reins, and running full speed, and you've got to shoot five targets as fast as you can with a lever-action rifle, guiding your feet with your knees and your legs.
So I was going to say, it's not just a matter of being a good shot, it's being a good horseman, too, and trusting the horse that you're on. And so I would imagine that which would come first, really, in the realm of this? Do you have to be a good horseman first, and then the shooting starts? Or is it help to be a good shooter and then just kind of, you know, gradually work yourself up and become a good horseman?
I think horsemanship is the biggest part of it. If you're a good horseman, I think we can teach anybody to shoot. But it's hard to teach somebody to be a good horseman. And so having those horsemanship skills is vital to being able to negotiate a course of fire and be able to do it correctly and safely.
So if people go to the event on Saturday, and once again, this is free to the public, correct?
Correct.
So come on out. It's free to the public. Go to the event. How many people are you going to have there that are going to be competing? And, you know, what kind of action can people expect from something like this?
Right now, I think I looked the other day and we had 42 entered. And usually the week before is when everybody else, you know, like the rest of things, you procrastinate until the last minute. So we'll probably have 40 to 50 shooters will be there. Fast action, gunfire is loud, especially in that indoor arena. We'll have earplugs there for everybody. We're not shooting live rounds, so nobody's going to get shot. And this is a USMS-sanctioned event. There are two main organizations in the country, USMS, which is United States Mounted Shooting, and CMSA, which is Cowboy Mounted Shooting. Those are the two organizations that are kind of like parent companies that we're affiliated with. And this one will be a USMS event, and should be a lot of fun for everybody to come out. It's a family fun event. We have a lot of family members who have multiple family that come. They're little kids that are called buckaroos that don't actually shoot a gun, but they ride their own horse, they negotiate the course, and sometimes you'll have dad or mom or grandpa or somebody helping them, giving them some guidance, all the way up to senior citizens. We have a guy from Vernal, I think he'll be there, and he, I think, just turned 72 years old, and he still is one of the fastest shooters in our club.
So you're never too young and you're never too old to get out there and have a good time.
That's right. I didn't even find this event until I had saw it at a rodeo as an exhibition one time and thought, oh, that looks kind of fun. And then 7 or 8 years ago, my daughter's 4-H leader said, hey, did you know there's a cowboy mounted shooting group here in West Mountain? And I'm like, where? So I threw some horses in a trailer and showed up and said, I'm here to learn. What can I do? And I was 50 years old when I started.
Well, and it sounds like a lot of fun. So I'm going to let you give one pitch to get people to come out and have some fun this weekend with you. Go ahead and take it away.
If you love horses and you love guns, the combination is awesome. You're going to see fast action and see some cool people dressed up in the old West. It will be on display in the Blue Sage Arena this weekend, so come and join us.
Get on out there on Saturday. Once again, it's free to the public. It's family-friendly. Tad, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. What time are we starting out there on Saturday, by the way?
I think we're going to start at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we'll probably go till, I would imagine, 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
All right, so get on out and have some fun watching the mounted shooters at the Blue Sage Arena in Castledale. Once again, Tad, thanks so much for taking out the time to talk to us.
All right, thank you.
No problem. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.